We greet and bless each of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We greet and bless each of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The God that we serve is faithful. The God that we serve is worthy. The God that we serve is wonderful. All praises be to him. We are grateful that you have decided to once again, or even for the first time, join us for our prophetic prayer partnership. Our Monday night prayer calls are absolutely powerful and life-changing. I would challenge you for these next fleeting moments to lock into this call and hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to you, and then we will join together in prayer. For the months of January and February, we have been talking about winning. We have been imparting the mentality, we have been imparting the mindset, the determination of a winner inside of our prayer partnership. And I pray that over the course of these last 2 months, it has been ingrained in your spirit, but not just in your spirit, but also in your mind. And that's something we want to talk about tonight. Psychologically, we are often tossed between opinions. Psychologically, we are often tossed between narratives and between thoughts. We are either thinking too much of the past or we are thinking so much of the future, and we are dislodged and disconnected from the current moment. The current moment is demanding so much of our attention, and oftentimes we find ourselves not able to give adequate attention to our now. We are so engrossed and ingratiated into moments that we have yet to see or moments that we have already seen. Time past is now past. It is now behind you. Time that is coming will be here when it gets here. The scripture even tells us, and these are the words of Jesus, take no thought of what you shall eat or what you shall drink tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself when it arrives. These are the words of Christ. So we often find ourselves producing and spawning these worries, these worries, these worries, which in many cases become and they begin to morph and transform into other areas that afflict our lives and inflict our thought patterns. We cannot seem to think victory. We cannot seem to think winning. We cannot seem to think overcoming because we are so overwhelmed with worry, so overwhelmed with things not working out to the way we hope they would. We have no proof that it won't work out. We just accept that it won't. We accept it at face value. We accept it for what it is. And tonight, I want to share with you that these thoughts of losing, these thoughts of affliction, these thoughts of what if, and maybe not, or is it even possible, these thoughts require immediate action. I want you to say that with me tonight. Those two words, immediate action. Say that with me. Immediate action. We as winners cannot afford to allow a losing mentality or a losing probability to linger. We cannot allow it to fester. If it festers, if it lingers, it takes life. If it lingers, it takes formation. If it lingers, it begins to frame itself and become a permanent fixture in our mentality. Everything we attempt, whatever we try to sign for, whatever we try to apply for, whatever it is that we try to build, whatever it is that we try to pursue, we're always going to struggle with the thoughts that we refuse to give immediate action to. It is important that you do not linger in the negativity. It is important that you do not linger in the report that is against what your faith receives. It is important that you do not linger. Don't let it fester. Don't let it feed, because whatever is feeding will start to matriculate. It will start to evolve. It will start to grow. And for many of us, we have allowed these thoughts to take on a life of its own. I believe that I've got some witnesses that are listening to me tonight, and this impartation is important. Why is it important, Bishop? Because we will pray until we are blue in the face, and we will do nothing about these thoughts that come to contradict the expectation of our prayer. You have some things that are laid before the Lord, yet after you get through crying before the Lord, you entertain the thoughts that contradict the word of the Lord. These thoughts require immediate action. You have got to respond to those thoughts and don't let those thoughts fester. I want to repeat again, don't let those thoughts linger. Don't let those thoughts feed. Winners cannot afford to think about losing. Winners cannot afford to juggle the idea of losing. Winners are not losers. Winners don't even plan to lose. Winners don't have contingencies. Winners don't have plan Bs. Winners only seek to win, and in many cases, by any means necessary. When you are a winner, you aim to win. You strive to win. Winning is your diet. Winning is your mindset. Winning is your sleep regimen. Winning is what you think about waking up in the morning. Winning is what you think about while you're on break. You don't allow the language of losing to enter into your space. Those thoughts must be cast down immediately. For many of us, we are dealing with the loser's mindset because of unattended thinking. And it's time for us to tap into our own minds. It's time for us to tap into our own thinking, our own thoughts. It's time for us to tap in, and we need to do a check-in and really try to configure what's been on our mind. I have often said to our local church that if it is in your mind, it is in your future. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts are helping to shape the world that you live in. And if your thoughts are broken, if your thoughts are defeated, if your thoughts are dark, if your thoughts are diabolical, if you're not thinking the way God designed for you to think, and it is why you are receiving the results you keep receiving. It is time for us, sisters and brothers, to rise from the places of darkness, to rise from the places of negativity, to rise from the place of self-pity. It is time for us to rise from those places and start claiming the victory that we have prayed for. What you have prayed for in prayer, you have got to pursue in praise. What you have prayed for during your time of intercession and during your time of meditation, it is time for you to walk out. It is time for you to live it out. It is time for those things to begin to manifest in your life. I believe we are coming into a new season. It is a season of a great horizon. I believe that God is cutting off all of the things that have attempted to suffocate us and have attempted to eliminate us. I believe that God is cutting off the line. It will not be able to feed us. It will not be able to infiltrate. It will not be able to get in and to seep in. I believe God's cutting off the line, and it is time for us to find a new pathway for living, a new pathway for existing. It is time for us to embrace the word of the Lord in a new way. It is time for us to embrace the word of the Lord in a dominant way. We receive the word of the Lord. We believe the word of the Lord. Nothing shall be impossible to the one that believes. In fact, the word says that all things are possible to the one that believes. I want to give you the word of God tonight. I want to impart into your spirit the word of God that you will be lifted, that you will be encouraged. It is imperative. It is imperative for you to see God's word. It is imperative for you to see God's word as God would design for you to see it. I want you to just keep in mind and just keep this thought, keep this thought in your mind, and in your time of meditation, consider 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Consider it. Consider 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. And when you go there, I want you to read starting at verse number 3. All of it is wonderful, but put great emphasis on verse number 3. It says, "Indeed, we live as human beings, but we do not wage war according to human standards." Verse number 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not merely human, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments." Are you listening to that? We destroy arguments. What arguments? Not the arguments you have with others, the arguments you have with yourself. The arguments, the wrestlings that you entertain within your own mind. We destroy arguments. And look what verse 5 says, "And every proud obstacle rather raised up against the knowledge of God." And we take every thought. Do you listen to that? We take every thought captive to obey Christ. It requires immediate action. A winner, as soon as a winner begins to entertain alternative, as soon as a winner begins to entertain option outside of what God is saying, that requires immediate action. Shut that thought down. Trample that thought underneath your feet. Put that thought out of your mind. The devil is a liar. That is not the word of the Lord for me. I am not going to go back and forth in my head. I'm not going to keep arguing and entertaining anything that is opposed or adverse to the word of the Lord over my life. You have a right to see the word come into fruition and manifest. We have a right to that. God would have never spoken it had he not intended for you to come through there. It is time for you to accept that you are a winner. Why do we pray for others and believe so much for others and yet argue with ourselves concerning the outcomes that God have decided and God has determined and predetermined for our lives? This has already been decided. This is not an accident. It is no mistake. This is the will of God for you. Rise in the strength of the Lord. Rise in the power of his might. Don't accept any suffering or any affliction or any infirmity as conclusive. Accept it as a test, accept it as a message, accept it as a sign. Sure, but all of those things work for a greater purpose. The Lord is at work in your life. You have been winning and you will continue to win. When you look back over your life, don't look over the curses and the negative. Don't look, just look there. No, look at the victories. Look at the past victories. Look at the things that you back then didn't think you were going to come out of. Yet you came out and you came out on top. And here you are, still standing, still thriving, still winning, still living, still choosing. My God, still gaining, still possessing, still. Come on, begin to declare that over yourself. I'm still here. I'm still here. Come on, declare that. Declare that. I'm still here. It's still happening for you. God is still faithful to you. God is still working on your behalf. God is still moving for you. It's still happening. This is a still. This is a still. It's a perpetuation. It's a continuance. God is still proving himself to you over and over again. Well, I don't know about you, but there's no argument there. And I'm not about to argue with my thoughts concerning my victory, concerning my winning, concerning my overcoming, concerning, I gotta cast that thought down. One more time, 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 3. Indeed, we live as human beings. Nobody's telling you you're not human, ladies and gentlemen, but you cannot let being human, you can't let being human be the excuse for accepting defeat. You're a winner, not a whiner. You're a winner, not a whiner. Indeed, we live as human beings, but we do not wage war according to human standards, for the weapons of our warfare are not merely human, but they have divine power. This is divine. It's not seen or understood of men. We have divine power. Are you listening to this tonight? Divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ. I will my mind to obey God. I will my mind to think as God thinks. I will my mind to accept what God says. I will my mind. I bring my mind under subjection. I bring my mind into congruency and in, praise the name of the Lord, to direct agreement with the word of the Lord, alignment. I'm aligned with God. I bring my mind under subjection. Are you all right tonight? I want you to receive this tonight. I want you to accept this tonight. I want you to embrace this tonight. And I don't want you to allow this to escape your spirit. There are 100 saints on with us tonight between the Zoom platform and our conference line. 100 saints, 100 of the people of God, and you need to hear the word of the Lord once again. You are a winner. You are a winner right now. The outcome is victory. The outcome is victory. The outcome is victory. Don't let worry enter. When worry enters, the mind cast it down. I was teaching yesterday about casting, and the example that I gave was a throwing. It's a throwing. Praise God. It's a careless throw. It's a tossing away. It is a throwing down. My God, you've got to respond aggressively. You've got to respond strongly, and you got to throw that thought down. You got to throw it down carelessly. I don't care where it lands. I just want it out of my head. I want it out of my sphere. I want it out of my space. I don't even want it there. I'm throwing that thought down. I'm throwing that thought down. I'm on the mends. I'm making recovery. Yes, that's what I'm speaking. I'm speaking that I will walk. I will be made whole. I'm speaking that. That's why it happened for that woman with the issue of blood. She said within herself. You see what I mean by that? She said within herself. It starts with what you say to yourself. Cast down. We destroy arguments. We're not arguing with ourselves anymore. We are declaring the word of the Lord, and we are walking in the word of the Lord. It is so. I will have employment. I will have gainful employment. Somebody ought to say that. Come on, come on. Help me tonight. Help me, winners. Come on, winners. I will have gainful employment. Gainful employment. I speak multiple streams. I will have multiple streams of income. Come on, winners. Come on. Come on. My blood is being cleansed. I will have clean blood. My God, I will have a clean bill of health. Praise God. Oh, we are declaring it because God said we can have it. And if God said I can have it, then it is so. It is so. I'm not struggling with what God told me I can have. I have it. I have it because He told me I have it. And it is so. And it is so. And it is so. So I don't know what you need to declare. I don't know what you need to decree over yourself, but I challenge you to start doing that. I challenge you to start speaking the word of the Lord over yourself and receive it. You are a winner in the name of the Lord. And we're going to be praying tonight against thoughts. We're going to pray tonight against thoughts, thinking, mentality, dreams. We're going to be praying against these things, curses, word curses. We're going to be praying against the things tonight that try to infiltrate our minds, overtake us, and overwhelm us. And we're going to be praying against it. We're going to cast down these thoughts tonight. So I don't want you to just listen to me pray. I want you to join me in prayer tonight. And I want you to begin to cast down the thoughts. As I'm praying on this line, I want you to begin to cast down those thoughts that have entered your mind that has you thinking you're sick or has you thinking you're in trouble, or have you thinking you're going to lose, and have you thinking you're going to suffer. I want you to start casting it down, and you're going to start to see and experience the divine power of God right where you are. So come on now, let's begin to pray. I want to thank God for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. You do this because you trust this platform, you trust our network, and we are believing God for every last one of you. We call your names daily. We are praying over your situations in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for submitting Deborah Johnson, LaDonna Silvers, Mary Silvers, Denise Bryant Brooks, Bertha Hughes, Jennifer Denton, Benjamin Payton, Priscilla Everett, Kikkoman Rockmore, Diamond Smichael, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Barbara Hairston, Verna Simmons, Martin Merced, Tanya Bethea, Michelle Tarua, Lorraine Williams, Sharima Abdullah, Celeste Johnson, Rosalinda Archbold, Shanika Muniz, Princella Smith, Jaina Thompson, Tanya Bryant, Janet Durbin, Justin Mack, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Ruth Aileen. We are believing God for each and every one of you, and we are trusting that this is the time that the Lord will show his strength to you and show his power to you. It is a divine power. It is a divine power, and we believe that by the Spirit of God, God is intervening for you, and it is so by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come now and let's begin to pray. Come now, let's begin to seek the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness toward us, for your mercy. We thank you for your love and for your kindness. We thank you for being God tonight. We thank you for being Lord over all. Father, tonight we approach your throne of grace with audacity. We approach your throne of grace with boldness. You have given us that right. You have given us that privilege through the power of your blood. We thank you for the power of the blood that has given us access to holy and divine spaces. We come before you tonight, God, because we are trusting. We are trusting and we are believing. We are believing that we are exactly who you have called us to be. You have called us from out of obscure places, and you have called us from out of dark spaces. You have delivered us from that darkness. You have delivered us from those prisons, those walls, those encasements, those entrapments, those ensnarements. You have delivered us. We thank you for your delivering power that sets the prisoner free, that sets the slave free. You have given us the power of emancipation. We thank you that we are no longer ensnared to sin. We are no longer enslaved to the workings of Satan. We thank you tonight, God, that you have been our Lord. You have been our God. You have been that all the time, even when we didn't know to acknowledge, even when we didn't know to say, you have always been. And we thank you for always being. Now, Father, we're asking for a special anointing tonight, an anointing that destroys yokes, an anointing tonight that breaks every ensnarement, every chain of bondage. We're asking for a special anointing, an anointing to confront our own thoughts, an anointing. We require an anointing tonight, Father, to confront our own mentalities. Father, these mentalities that have been developed and even matriculated, manipulated over so many years, decades. Father, we don't want to be people who just do church, who just do the ritual, but yet we don't benefit from the spiritual. Father, you have called us to be people of prayer, people of power, people of faith, people of the divine, people of the supernatural. We thank you that we are the descendants of people of faith. Father, we are calling forth those things, but not just calling them forth. We are asking God tonight for a divine power that we can live out what we have called forth, that nothing will be hindered or nothing will be prohibited from our lives. We thank you that nothing will be kept back. Nothing nothing will be kept back from our lives. We thank you that there will be freedom. Father, we thank you that even the tone of freedom will rest in our vocal cords, that even as we speak to others, they will be able to detect and they will be able to decipher the freedom and the liberty that is in our voices. And Father, we pray that it operates like a contagion. We thank you that, oh God, every person we come into contact with, we now operate as agents. We thank you that we are agents of change and agents of freedom and agents of deliverance. Father, we declare and we decree our healing tonight. We declare and we decree our provision tonight. We declare and we decree, oh God, our breakthrough tonight. Send breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Send a supernatural wave, a wind of breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for the winners. We thank you for every winner that is connected to this call tonight. We thank you, Father, that the winner is now rising. The winner is rising. The winner is rising. We thank you that we are no longer downtrodden. We are no longer cast down, but we are now casting down. We are casting down in the name of Jesus every argument, every thought, every conspiracy that has resonated and rested comfortably in our head. We thank you tonight that we are no longer given credence, or we are no longer giving credential and credibility to these thoughts that have come to cripple and come to handicap and come to set us back. We declare and decree every thought of sickness, every thought of debt, every thought of poverty, every thought of separation, every thought of divorce, every thought of destruction, every thought of suicide, every thought of disease, every thought, every thought, every thought of homelessness, every thought of helplessness, be cast down now in the name of the Lord. Be cast down now. We're on the right path. We rebuke every distraction. We rebuke it by the power of God. And we speak a focus, a divine focus, my God, to quicken, to awaken within us and to quicken in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you that there's a stirring in the spirit. Stir your people on this call tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Show us how to respond adequately and sufficiently. We thank you that even the efficiency of response will be adequate. It will be enough to cast down every dark thought. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood be against you. Every time you come with a suggestion, we grab that thought. We grab that thought with a firm fist and we cast it down now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we speak that we shall not die but live. We speak that all is well. We speak that things are coming into power and things are coming into existence. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We speak that things are moving in divine time. We speak that all things are coming and working together for the good. We declare it. We speak it. We release it. And God, we proclaim it. We proclaim it from the mountaintop. We shall not be ashamed of the position of winning that you have put us in. We shall not expect nor accept anything otherwise. It shall be what you said. It shall be how you have determined it shall be. We believe it. We believe it that from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, blood is being regulated. We thank you that tumors are drying up. We thank you that growths are now shrinking and even being obliterated. I thank you that anything that is in the blood, any contaminants, anything that is toxic, that is flowing in the body, in the blood or in the veins, in the tissues, in the muscles, that it be drained out. We thank you that it's coming out with waste in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you now that nothing shall live in our bodies. My God, that is corroded, nothing shall live in our bodies that is causing illness and sicknesses. We drive it out divinely. We drive it out by the power of God. It is so. We lay our hands upon ourselves. We decree over ourselves. We speak the word of the Lord over ourselves. Our words have no power, but your word in our mouth has all power. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're moving. Baffle physicians, my God. Baffle and confuse the doctors, my God, by the touch of your miracle power, your miracle working hand. We thank you now. We thank you even that you're getting into computer system. We thank you now. They're giving us favor with workers, and you're giving us favor with departments. You're giving us favor, and we thank you for the favor, my God. Thank you for the loosing of blessings, that the blessings that were tied up are now being loosed. We thank you for the loosing of the blessing, my God. Let the blessing overtake, let the blessing overwhelm. If we must be overwhelmed, let us be overwhelmed by the blessing, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, and we give you glory, for we know that what we ask for in faith is already done. We know that it's done in the spirit. We know that it's done according to our faith. We know that what we have asked you for, you have already worked a work. You have already worked a wonder. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for moving. Thank you for redeeming. Thank you for restoring. Thank you for healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for providing. Thank you for protecting. Thank you. Even when we can't see it, help us to know it. Help us to know it down in our knower, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now, Lord, for the stirring in the spirit. Stir us in the Holy Ghost. Stir us around our homes. Don't let us entertain any dark lingo and any dark language in our home. My God, turn the narrative in the home. My God, lift our spirits up. That life has no other choice but to spread, not just any kind of life, but life more abundantly. Let life flow out of our pores. Let life seep out of us like a fragrance and an aroma. Thank you, that anybody we come into contact with, my God, they will experience this life, this overwhelming life, this abundant life. My God, this euphoric life. You have given us life, life eternal. Yes, God, and we give you praise for it. We give you praise for it. We thank you for phone calls that are coming in, phone calls that are coming in and being released. We thank you for blessings, blessings overflowing. Thank you for the release. Thank you. Thank you for the release. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, I keep hearing in the spirit the phone calls are coming. I can hear the phones ringing. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for the good news, the good report. Thank you for the good outcome. Thank you for what you promised coming to pass. Our eyes shall behold it. Our eyes shall see it. And whatever was put into play, negatively, thank you for reversing it. Thank you for the reverse. My God, you've already intervened. You've already stopped the plan of the enemy. We cast down the thought of negativity, and we decree and declare it is so. It is so by the power of God. You fight for us, and you win. You never lose. You fight for us, our champion. My God, you've put us in the winner's circle, and we give you glory for it, and we give you honor for it, and we give you praise for it. Your name reigns forever. It reigns over our households. It reigns over our lives. It reigns in our vehicles. Your name reigns. It reigns in our churches. It reigns in our communities. Your name reigns. And as long as we live, we'll raise your name like a banner. My God, a banner over our households. We thank you for your name. Thank you for the name. name of Jesus. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Your name remains the strong tower. Your name remains the point of reference. Your name remains the refuge. Thank you for the power that's in your name. We give you glory. We give Shana. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you for delivering us from the spirit of fear. Thank you for delivering us from the spirit of fear. Thank you for leading us out of anxiety. Thank you. All is well. Thank you. All is well. Thank you. All is well. And we say, yes, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we've come into this agreement. And we know that it is well by faith. We know that it is well by the power of God. We say, yes, Lord. And we say, amen. Come on now, saints, and praise him. Come on and let's lift him up. Let's magnify him. Let's worship him. Oh, we can spend a little time in this tonight. Let's seal this. Everything we've prayed for. My God, everything we've interceded for. Come on and let's begin to praise him now. Let's praise him now. He's a wonder in our soul. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Jesus, mighty God, everlasting Father. You're the wonderful Savior. You're the wonderful God. You're the ruler and Lord. Hey. Wonderful, wonderful, mighty, hallelujah, excellent, thou art great, and we praise you, Lord. We praise you tonight. Hey, we praise, hi-yo, we praise you tonight. We say, yes, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. Yes to the Lord tonight. Yes to the Lord tonight. Wonderful Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. My God tonight. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Somebody needs this moment tonight. Somebody needs this praise tonight. Come on, bless his name. 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 Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him for every open door. Bless him. Bless him for him restoring your life. Bless him. Bless him. Yes, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We praise you tonight. Hey, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. My God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thou art worthy. Thou art holy. Hallelujah. Thou art excellent. Yes, Lord, thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Christ. Thank you for being our Messiah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Thank God. All saints of God, there's a stirring in the spirit. My God, you've got to carry the fire of the Holy Ghost to pray in your belly. My God, but when you get up from prayer, after you have prayed with the fire of the Holy Ghost, you've got to have a winner's mind and you've got to cast down every adverse thought. Anything that attempts to challenge God's word in your life, cast it down. Cast it down and cast it down immediately. We will see the supernatural hand of God. And he is moving on our behalf. Not tomorrow, not next week. I don't know what next month is going to hold, but I know right now. Woo! He's God and he's moving by his strength and by his power. I encourage you tonight. I encourage every last one of you tonight to know the Lord. Know him with every fabric of your being. Know him. And if you have been asked or instructed or led or guided to call in tonight and join us in prayer, and you're on this line and you're saying, Bishop Nixon, I want to rededicate or I want to dedicate my life to the Lord. You can do that tonight. You don't have to wait for Sunday. You don't have to wait on the right hand of fellowship. You can receive the Lord tonight. Repeat these words after me if that is you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming into my heart. I have been a sinner. I have strayed away. But I thank you that your redemptive love has drawn me back to yourself. Now, Lord, accept me into your family and into your fold. I confess that you died, that you rose, and that you are coming again. I confess that by faith I am saved. If you prayed that prayer tonight, you are saved, and I want to be the first to welcome you into the family of God. I want to give you this instruction because anytime you make a step in the right direction, you know that enemy is not happy, and he will do anything to keep you from progressing in the things of God. What I want you to do is text the word salvation. Text the word salvation to this number, 646-640-8967. Once again, text the word salvation to 646-640-8967. Text that word to that number. I want to get you some information, some tools that's going to help you, get you to do some reading and some meditating and to really get you into the fold and understanding what it is, the steps that you have just taken. And then you'll be able to make that connect so that you can become a part of a Bible teaching, Bible preaching church, and you can continue to thrive and evolve in your walk with the Lord. Well, I thank God for each of you. I thank God for you, and I pray that you continue to grow in the things of God. And don't forget, you are a winner. You don't have to wonder whether or not you are. You are a winner. And you have the power to cast down any thought that suggests otherwise. You are a winner. God bless you all, and good night.